Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's top news. And President Obama, back from the summit of the Americas in Trinidad and Tobago, is defending his decision to release classified documents late last week detailing questionable interrogation techniques in the Bush administration. In a visit to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, the president says there's much ado about nothing here because a lot of the information in the memos had already been leaked out to the press.
I acted primarily because of the exceptional circumstances that surrounded these memos, particularly the fact that so much of the information was public, had been publicly acknowledged.
Obama says there is going to be an end to any sort of interrogation that could be deemed as torture, and he says that means our intelligence gathering methods need to change a bit.
We're seeing changes in our foreign policy, and we want to send a new message to the world that requires better intelligence, not less of it. That means that we're going to have to operate smarter and more effectively than ever.
The president also thanked the people who make up the CIA and joked that they often get blamed when things go wrong, while not being credited when things go right. He says they have his full support. But the president's 2008 presidential campaign rival, Arizona Senator John McCain, still strongly disagreeing with the president's decision to release those memos. Senator John McCain calling that a serious mistake.
Release of these memos, it helps no one, doesn't help America's image, does not help us address the issue.
That statement is significant not only because McCain ran against Obama, but because McCain also worked very hard to get techniques such as waterboarding removed from part of the approved interrogation methods. According to the New York Times, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded some 183 times. Abu Zubaydah, who was also mentioned in those CIA memos, waterboarded several dozen times. Meanwhile, Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, al-Qaeda second-in-command Ayman al-Zawahiri, wants the world to know that President Obama's policies are in many ways exactly the same as those of President Bush. In an audio tape released on an Islamist website this morning, Zawahiri blasted Obama, saying, quote, "Obama did not change the image of America among Muslims. America is still killing Muslims," unquote. The Egyptian-born doctor also argued that U.S. forces are bogged down in both Afghanistan and Iraq and said that sending in more troops will do little to change that. Meanwhile, the White House brushing off Republican criticism of President Obama's cordial meetings in public with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. The press secretary, Robert Gibbs, argued that engaging on the world stage furthers U.S. national interests and makes America safer and more secure by promoting stability close to home.
Certain people in the hemisphere were leading a very anti-American, using very anti-American rhetoric to, in many ways, destabilize the region.
Chavez, of course, has been a harsh critic of the U.S. and even called President Bush the devil on the floor of the United Nations. They met at the weekend summit of the Americas in Trinidad and Tobago. Gibbs says that, in fact, there will be a warmer relationship between the two countries.
The Venezuelans have, as I understand it, put names forward to put an ambassador back in place here. And as the president said, the Department of State will follow suit.
Elsewhere in Latin America, the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee is meeting today in Phoenix to discuss what can be done to combat Mexican drug cartels. Committee Chair Joe Lieberman said Mexican cartels are operating in 230 metro areas of the United States and have displaced the mafia as the top organized crime threat in the country. Lieberman disagrees with the head of the Drug Enforcement Agency, who has said more forces along the border are not needed. Lieberman said more coordination between federal, state, and local officials is needed, but getting more boots on the ground is, in fact, a pressing issue. Iran's top judicial official has ordered, quote, "a careful and speedy appeal process," unquote, in the case of an Iranian-American journalist. Roxana Saberi was convicted of spying for the U.S. over the weekend and sentenced to 8 years in prison. The 31-year-old from North Dakota holds citizenship in both countries and had been living in Iran since 2003. While Tehran had stripped her of press credentials in 2006, Saberi had continued to file short news reports, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. Iranian prosecutors argue without proper credentials, reporting from their country is the same as spying. Not good enough for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She says Saberi should be, quote, "freed immediately," and she says the U.S. government is doing everything possible to gain her release quickly.
We hope that actions will be taken as soon as possible by the authorities in Iran to bring about the speedy release of Ms. Saberi and her return home.
On the domestic front today, President Obama ordering at his first cabinet meeting $100 million in budget cuts over the next 90 days.
We have an obligation to make sure that this government is as efficient as possible and that every taxpayer dollar that is spent is being spent wisely.
He says the Agriculture Department is consolidating its staff, the Veterans Administration is saving expenses on conferences, and everyone is expected to trim the fat. And on Wall Street today, the Dow down 290 points to 7842, the S&P 500 down 37 to 832, and the NASDAQ lower by 65 points to 1608. Oil price is down sharply to $45.88 per barrel. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, guns and the Mexican drug violence. We'll take a look at Obama's spending cut proposals, and when we come back, higher energy taxes one way or another. Stay tuned.